This is KUT. The number of households with children in Austin is decreasing, especially in the city's urban core. And that means there are more people eligible to vote for Austin ISD school board trustees who don't have any children in their neighborhood schools. KUT's Kate McGee offers a few reasons why you should still care about school board elections, even if you don't have kids.
The first reason you should care is because these school board trustees can directly affect your wallet. Trustees approve the Austin ISD property tax rate, the largest portion of your annual property tax bill. This year, the Austin School Board approved a $1.3 billion budget. The owner of the average-priced home will pay nearly $4,000 in taxes, about $300 more than last year. The trustees needed to make up for funding they lost due to a decline in student enrollment. But what if you don't own property? It still affects your rent. Those who own rental real estate pass some of their tax liability down to their renters, and as their property taxes increase, so does your rent. The second reason is the economy. Right now, 60% of Texans who graduate high school aren't ready to do college-level work.
Therefore, they do not enter the workforce with a skill that will get them a good job with a good wage.
That's Bill Hammond with the Texas Association of Business.
And today in Texas, about 60% or more of the jobs being created require some post-secondary education at a time when only one-third of our students are graduating ready to be successful in a career or college. That's a tremendous mismatch, and we need to improve it dramatically.
That mismatch means those students are often stuck doing low-paying work, which can increase a reliance on the social safety net. It also leaves a lot of higher-paying jobs open, and those businesses struggle to hire employees who can help their companies grow and thrive.
We've got 40,000 open jobs right now. 60% of those jobs require either an associate's or a bachelor's.
That's Gilbert Zavala with the Austin Chamber of Commerce.
Good school leaders mean good schools who will produce college-ready talent, and that attracts employers. Employers need talent to power future economic growth for them, and our region benefits from that because then there's more jobs for people that, even if you don't have kids in school, you're benefiting.
Five school board seats are up for election this year. Four seats represent specific areas of the city, and one at-large seat is also on the ballot. Everyone who lives in the Austin ISD zone is able to vote for that at-large seat. Kate McGee, KUT News.